Trip along. Everything for the man, cars, tech and lifestyle, EFTM.com. Check out the app, Google Play or the App Store, which you can download completely free. Get on your smartphone. Very good morning to Trev. How are you this morning?
Morning, man. Had a very well.
Great to catch up with you, mate. Now, the question, would an autonomous car pass a driver's license test?
I'm currently driving a Hyundai Ioniq, which is an electric car, but it's not autonomous in any way, shape, or form. But in America, like many companies, Hyundai has been attaching these huge sensors and different things to these cars to test out how autonomy would work in the future. And they're pretty confident about it. They've driven a million Ks. So they went, how confident are we? Let's put a driving test marker in the passenger seat and set a route for a driving test and see how it goes. Now, it had to handle some roadworks, lane changes, a lot of navigation, got back, passed with flying colours. And the lady that did the test said she tests 15 to 18 people a day and normally only passes 3. So pretty good results for Hyundai, getting a driver's licence for a car with no driver.
Now, while we're talking cars, Volkswagen is testing a new high-tech VW badge, which is a kangaroo deterrent.
Yeah, this is awesome. And we've seen these kind of things. People would know them, Shuru and a bunch of different technologies. But Volkswagen's building one that works for multiple countries and multiple wavelengths. So essentially it emits a radio wave, a radio frequency, or shall we say a noise that essentially humans can't hear, but the kangaroos will and will be deterred by. And it's actually been embedded into the Volkswagen badge. So the idea is here, it could be an accessory you buy. Let's say you're an Amarok or something like that, and you buy this accessory, and it's controlled on your infotainment. You turn it on and off so that when you're on the country roads, maybe at night, turn on the roo deterrent in that Volkswagen symbol and hopefully avoid hitting Skippy.
And wondering if your phone will work after the 3G switch off. Telstra customers can send a simple text and find out.
It's a critical thing we've talked about recently a little bit, and I want to reinforce here. Telstra's 3G network shuts off in June, so in July, no 3G. If you've got an older phone and you don't know if it's going to work, especially if you think it's a 4G phone and you think it will work, but it's actually older, it might not fully work. You should send a text message. Now, the simple thing Telstra set up here for Telstra, Belong and Boost customers, right? You can send the number 3 to 3498. So you just send the number 3 to a text message 3498, and it will automatically reply telling you what phone you've got and whether or not it's compatible with the 4G network. So a great service from Telstra to ensure that everyone can be connected after the 3G switch off.
Hey, terrific stuff as always. Trev, thank you so much for your time this morning, mate. Have a fantastic Tuesday and the rest of the week, and we'll catch up again next week.
Always a pleasure, man.